to start. I'm not getting too fancy. If you would, turn to Ephesians 2 again. I'll read those three verses there. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. Good Baptist doctrine. If only Baptists would have it.
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's the old saying. You Baptists always read that. Well, it's still true. It is. And I love it. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, that being read, let's go to Hebrews. And I did want to make a little stop here. Instead of starting off quite at Hebrews 11, I want to go to Hebrews chapter 4. Because of, well, verse 2. Now, I realize the context here where he's talking about Israel in chapter 3. They did not receive some of this stuff. Some of them didn't. But all Israel shall be saved. All Israel has been saved up until now. All Israel will be saved. But it's still applicable to us because God's salvation has never changed. God has never changed. Christ has never changed. And Christ never will change. But Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. The gospel preached does not profit anyone who does not already have the gift of faith. Amen. Now, that's the word here, pistis. The gospel is preached to everyone who listen, but it doesn't profit unless it being mixed with faith in them. In them. The gospel doesn't give anyone faith.
Right.
The faith is already in them.
Right.
And it's in them because he gave it, and we are a new creation.
Amen.
Created in Christ Jesus. His workmanship. He made it.
Yeah.
He gave it. We have it. And if that faith is in you, the gospel will profit you. It will be the savor of life unto life. Otherwise, it's the savor of death unto death. And that for gospel regeneration. Sorry. The gospel doesn't give anybody life. It doesn't have to be there for life, for regeneration, for the new birth. But after life has been given, after faith has been given, after regeneration, after the new birth, when you have faith in you, the gospel is a profit unto you. You will profit from the gospel of God. No one else will. Because faith is not in them. And that for everybody having faith. It's a lie. All men have not faith. Paul said it. That's why we're persecuted, because all men have not faith. Because if they had faith in them, they'd hear the gospel. The faith of Christ has to be in you before you can believe the gospel of the Son of God. This is clear throughout the scriptures, and it's clear here. And Paul is actually saying it wasn't any different in the Old Testament. God did something for Abraham before Abraham believed God. God did something for Noah. He found grace in the eyes of God. The faith of Christ is in them that believe. And the faith of God's elect is not in you because you believe. It's in you before you believe. The gospel profits those and only those who have the faith of God in them. All right. Well, actually, still don't go to Hebrews 11 now. Hebrews 10, last two verses. Because I can't read Hebrews 11 without reading the last two verses of Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. The just shall live by faith. Now, the just do not live by believing. Verb. Those that live by faith, noun, do not draw back unto perdition. Those that live by faith believe to the saving of the soul. Those that live by faith hear the good news. The gospel of their salvation, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they believe Him. Because the gospel profited them. Being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They've heard the voice of the Good Shepherd and they follow Him. Because they know His voice. Because He called them by name. The church in Princeton had the sign up there. You have to open the door to let Jesus in. It was still up last week. No, He's the door. He's the door. By Him, if any man come in. It's by Him. It's not by you letting Him do anything. Those who have faith in them, whom the gospel has profited, believe Him. Then you have Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And this is the noun, faith. It's the substance of things hoped for. Like I said, a noun is a person, a place, or thing. Faith is a reality. It is a real thing given to the child of God. As Walter's been preaching, we've always been children of God. He gives it to the child, to the one that was chosen in him before the foundation of the world at his good time. Walter, faith is like regeneration. There are no means other than God. I have nothing to say about being given life. I have nothing to say about being given faith. I believe. Verb. I do believe. But it's because of the life and the faith given me. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is in Christ because it is of Christ. I don't know exactly how to put this in the fact that, Walter, I know some things now. And I know him now. Because of the faith given me, this book and the preaching of this book, the truth that's in it, the description I have is scriptural. His spirit beareth witness with our spirit that these things are so. It's real. It's reality. And the faith he has given me is the substance of those things that I hope for. And it is things that are not seen. I talked last week, mentioned last week, people talking about blind faith. Well, it's not blind, but there are some things I haven't seen. Job spoke it. In the Old Testament, I was listening to one of your messages, you was reading that, Walter, and that's one of my favorite passages. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that at the latter days he's going to stand on this earth, and I'm going to see him with my own eyes, whom I shall see and not another. It's going to be me. I hope for that. I have a good hope for that because he is my hope. That all comes from the faith of God's elect, the faith of Jesus Christ. Everything that I know, everything that I believe, as far as the truth of God is concerned, as far as Christ is concerned, comes from that faith. Just as the Greek word is derived from the verb is derived from the noun, everything I believe has to be derived from the faith. It comes from the faith. Verse 2, for by it the elders obtained good report. Verse 3. Well, verse 2. They got a good report because God gave them faith. They got a good report because God gave them faith and they believed. They all believed. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The worlds were framed by the word of God. That's a fact. And Walter, this word world just can be translated into word ages. But by connotation, it also means worlds. So it doesn't matter what age or what world. Christ made it. Not only the world, but the ages in the world. From the beginning, he declared the end. Declaring the end from the beginning. From the beginning, he declared the end and everything in between. We know that by faith, the now. The material universe and the God-appointed ages were equipped and fitted by God's word for the purpose for which they were intended. And it follows, therefore, that which we see did not come into being out of that which is visible. The things which do appear didn't make the things that are appeared. God made this world. It wasn't chance. It wasn't accident. It wasn't a lucky break that we happen to be 93 million miles from the sun and our sun happens to be at the right temperature to support carbon-based life forms on this planet. It was no accident. He made everything that has been made. And by him, everything that has been made consists, exists, is held together by his power, by him. We understand this because this is a fact, and we understand it by faith. Now, it's not that we believe this, although we do believe this, but we understand that everything was framed, was made, was created by the Word of God. An actual Greek word here is rhema, Walter. I looked at that. But he did speak it into being. It was a spoken word. Christ literally spoke the material universe into being. It's not a creation myth. This is the way it happened. And no matter how much man has tried to explain it away or thought about it, evolution is not even a real theory. Because by scientific definition, a theory must be able to be proved. And you can't prove evolution. It's a theory. It's not even a theory. And if it was a theory, it'd be a really bad one. Christ not only framed the material universe, he framed the ages because, from the beginning, he declared the end. In the next verse, we start into people. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, the noun. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. The scripture says that God had respect unto Abel and his sacrifice. And God did not have respect unto Cain and his sacrifice. God had respect to Abel because he had chosen Abel before the foundation of the world. And God gave him faith. And Abel believed, and Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice that was typical. He offered a lamb. He offered blood. Because without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And that sacrifice was offered because Christ was to come at this time, at the time Abel offered the sacrifice. Christ had not come, but Christ was to come. This was the picture they had of innocent blood being shed for a guilty man. But it was because God had respect to Abel. God chose him. God had respect to Abel because he was one of the children of God. He was given faith, and Abel believed and acted accordingly. That's what you did at this time. You offered a sacrifice. We don't do it now because the atonement has been made. We don't have to look forward and offer shed blood because the blood has been shed. Once, willingly and lovingly. And that's what Abel's sacrifice was pointing to. And that's what Abel believed because God had given him faith. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Man, I like that. I like that. Because you read the beginning, the next verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Enoch had been given faith. If he pleased God, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, without the noun, faith, it is impossible to please him. That's it. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Enoch, by faith, pleased God. And he was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The Old Testament says Enoch walked with God. I like that. I like that. He walked with God by faith. In faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, the gospel does not profit. Without faith, you're dead. You can't believe without faith. There's no believing without faith. Without the gift of God. He gives it to his elect in his time and in his place. And it has a result. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe. And with faith, you will believe. The gospel will profit you, and you will believe the Christ of God, the Son of God. Nothing in this chapter is because of believing. That's why all these verses start with faith. Everything is because of the faith, noun, of God's elect. Everyone listed in this chapter and everything they did by faith. They did believing. They did believe. But that is by faith. The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Faith is the source of the people of God believing, because faith is of Christ. Everyone listed in this chapter, they did believe, they did offer, they did move with fear, they did work, they did love, they did strive by faith, believing. Walter, the horse must be in front of the cart. And you have to have both. Faith and believing. The sum of the matter in here, in verse 13, it says, these all died in faith. That's the noun. I said it before. I'll say it again. Faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, the faith of God's elect, is perfect. It does not end. It does not go away. These all did things by faith. All of these people in here listed did things by faith, and they died in faith. The now. They believed, and they continued to believe. There is one of the, what they call the 5 points, it's called the perseverance of the saints. And people take issue at it because they think, oh, you know, you guys think you're perfect. No, but God's faith is. God is perfect. Christ is perfect. And every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. His faith, once he has given it, you will have. And you will have it upon death. These all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country whence they had came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Paul makes a statement. Says, if all we got is this life, we are of all men most miserable. I like this place, and I like you people, and I love coming here, and I love hearing the gospel preached, and I like this country, the Appalachians, the Allegheny Highland. I've been other places, and it's not as much fun. But this is not the final end. Even as good as this gets sometimes, It's not the end. There is more to come, and that's what I want.
Amen.
Walter, I'm looking forward to, even though I don't understand it, a world wherein dwelleth righteousness. A universe that is not under the curse. And I am looking forward to when Jesus Christ will come again. And there's some things to do in between now and then, and there's going to be some things to do after that. That kingdom's going to be for 1,000 years. The kingdom. That aspect of it. And we're going to have some stuff to do. I don't know all of it. Don't know much of it. But when he comes, and we shall see him as he is, when those that sleep shall rise up, and those that are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of the eye, and will be caught up, raptured, harpazo, whatever you want to call it, so shall we ever be with him, Jesus Christ, with the Lord. This is what I'm looking forward to. And when these died in faith, that's what they were looking for. Being with the Lord. It's going to happen. These events are going to happen. He is coming again. And I know this, Walter, by faith. I know him by faith. And Walter was exactly right. I was listening to one of those tapes, CDs, whatever, MP3, video digitalis. He did ascend and is seated at the right hand of the Father until his enemies be made his footstool. But he's going to get up off that throne and come back. He's got more stuff to do. Redemption is done. The atonement has been made. The sacrifice has been accepted. It was offered to God and accepted. But there's some more stuff that's going to be done. Somebody's going to tread the winepress of God's wrath, and it's not going to be me. It's going to be him. This is what we look forward to. This is what we know. We have been given the knowledge of him and his work yet to come. I have faith. I believe everything that has been done in the past. But that faith also looks forward to the future. My believing extends to future events, even as imperfectly as I know them. Well, I don't know the past that perfectly. All I know from the past for sure is out of this book. Nowhere else. But none of this is from our believing. It's from the faith which God gives. And we believe. Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe. Must believe. The rest of this chapter, oh Lord mercy, I'm sorry, I'm late, Walter. I got wound up. I apologize. Nothing in this chapter comes from believing, even though everyone in this chapter did believe and does believe. They died in faith, believing in the Christ to come. He hadn't come yet. That sacrifice hadn't been offered when these people died. But not only were they looking for him, they were looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. By faith. By faith Abraham, by faith Isaac, by faith Jacob, by faith Joseph, by faith Moses, by faith Moses, by faith Moses, by faith the harlot Rahab. And time would fail to tell of all the faith that God gave to his chosen, to his elect in times past. And he's giving that very same faith today to us. It is the faith of God's elect. And it has been given in the past. It is being given in the present, and it is going to be given in the future. And every one of his people will come to believe him. For the gospel will profit those who have faith in them. And he will send that gospel to those who have faith in them. He always has and he always will. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for your Lord, our Lord, your Son, Jesus Christ, who did come and did give himself as the sacrifice for sin forever. And who has given us his faith so that we might believe him, and we would believe him, and we would know you and know him. Thank you, Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.